Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
It was Otto von Bismarck, the 19th century German Chancellor, who said laws are like sausages. It's better not to see them being made. The making of laws can be especially messy when the government speeds up the legislative machinery by putting the House under urgency, which it did on Tuesday, stopping the clock in the chamber, where it's still Tuesday in parliamentary sitting time. The government took urgency to get its Canterbury Earthquake Authority Bill passed before the start of the two-week adjournment on Friday. The government is making changes based on submissions to the Select Committee, which are contained in a Supplementary Order Paper, or SOP, the product of feverish activity overnight, as explained by the Minister in charge of the bill, Gerry Brownlee.
Officials then worked till the small hours of the morning, 4:30 this morning, preparing a table which is sitting in front of the clerk at the moment, which was made available to members this morning, indicating on each of the recommendations from each of the submitters what the government view was on those recommendations.
The next step was to put it all into parliamentary language.
From 7:30 this morning, the drafting team have been working to put what is in that table into the SOP, which is in the language of Parliament, the language of the law, making sure that all T's were crossed and I's were dotted.
Gerry Brownlee received a reluctant pledge of support from Labor's Clayton Cosgrove.
We will support this legislation. We'll allow it to go through. And I say this to Mr. Brownlee, even though he's probably expressing some angst and emotion because he doesn't like people standing up and having a view different from his, that even after this legislation is passed, I renew the pledge of Canterbury Labor members and others on this side that we will try and work with him to make it work, even though we hold grave fears that it is flawed, even though we now know that it has not had the appropriate parliamentary scrutiny or the appropriate input from the public, bearing in mind we could have had one more day, 24 hours, not a week, not a month, and one more day, and that would not have altered or delayed anything in terms of the recovery for the people of Canterbury.
Labor's Clayton Cosgrove speaking during the committee stage debate on the Canterbury Recovery Bill, which precedes its third and final reading. Meanwhile, as agreed earlier in the week, urgency was suspended to have a question time as usual, including this one for Education Minister Anne Tolley from the Greens Education spokeswoman, Catherine Delahunty.
To the Minister, why did she watch silently while schools like Morrinsville College were attacked by the media for their response to violent bullying, but then joined in when egged on by the Prime Minister by writing a letter that blamed schools, when she knew all along that those schools are at the mercy of her Ministry of Education and can be required to re-enrol students they have excluded?
Answering on behalf of Mrs. Tolley, the ACT Party's leader and Associate Education Minister, Rodney Hyde.
I reject utterly that characterisation of the Minister's behaviour. And I have to say, Mr. Speaker, it's a bit rich being lectured about bullying by the Labor Party. They should talk to Chris Carter and Judith Tizard.
Order. Order. Order.
Order. Mr. Hyde got some advice from the Speaker.
Members should resist quite such provocative tones, but I do accept the question was somewhat provocative and therefore a provocative answer is not totally unreasonable.
Lockwood Smith then invited a question from the government benches.
Joe Goodhue, supplementary question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My question to the Minister of Education: how is the government responding to the issue of bullying in schools?
The Honourable Rodney Hyde.
Mr. Speaker.
The Honourable Rodney Hyde.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The government takes bullying extremely seriously. In addition to writing to boards, we've also convened a meeting of sector representatives and relevant government agencies to take a look at what we're doing and whether it's being effective. I have to say, Mr. Speaker, this is in complete contrast to Labor's approach, which, when in government, was to produce through Chris Carter.
Order,
order. Order. The Minister is not responsible for Labor's approach.
Parliament's adjourned for 2 weeks, back on Tuesday, May the 3rd, for a three-week sitting, ending with the budget on Thursday, May the 19th. I'm Tom Fruin, and this programme is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.